Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
All right. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Let's bring Spiritual Shock back with the microphone. Oh my God, the microphone and the editing. I haven't done this in a while. It's been video vlogging and posting. I actually got one more video blog left that I can post, but, you know, I was like, let me go ahead and do a real podcast. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to talk about something, you know, that people... you know, want to talk about, okay? So we're going to talk about gossip, rumors, and people in your business. I ain't never said the title while doing the show, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast. I am Lyric Lamore. Make sure you go ahead and share this and all that good stuff with your friends and family. We're going to go ahead and talk about some things here, you know what I'm saying? So basically, this topic is actually a pretty easy one. I got a real easy answer, and we can just shut down the show. I'm getting interrupted by my phone. I ain't gonna even edit it out because that's what we do. We let it flow. But anyway, so gossip, rumors, and people in your business. That's a great topic. You know, I can solve this topic real simple. You want to know why people are all up in your business? Because they ain't got none. Okay. Nah, but for real, let's get the real answer. Okay. Now let's just be honest. We human beings. People gonna talk. People gonna gossip. There's gonna be rumors. There's nothing you can really do about that. People gonna be in your business. There's nothing you really can do about that. You wanna know why? It's always the same answer. The only reason why people are always worried about you, because they ain't got time to be worried about they self and they traumas and they issues and what they going through. You know what I'm saying? Only reason why people are always talking about you, worried about you, looking at you, gossiping about you, is because, girl, they ain't got no life. Duh. Okay? It's just plain and simple. They ain't got no life. Well, everybody got a life, but they ain't got no life because they ain't trying to live it. They trying to live it through you. One thing I can tell you about people being up in your business and gossips and rumors and everybody just all up in your grill, in your face, all worried about what you and what you doing, is that you secretly have the power. Mm-hmm. Because they too invested in you that you can take them on an emotional roller coaster ride that they never been on before. You know, that's what Lil Nas X really does. You know what I'm saying? Lil Nas X does all this stuff out here. Not only is he, you know, being himself and just putting it in your face, but, but you know, he's just living his life and people get all tangled up and all in their feelings. That's all most people do. When people just live their life, girl, dude, whatever, because, you know, everybody be listening. So, you know, when people live their life, it's just, you know, people don't live their lives, okay? Plain and simple. When you ain't living your life, of course you're going to be in everybody else's business. You ain't got no life to live. You ain't got nothing to do. You don't have nothing to occupy your time. So what you do, instead of learning and healing and getting yourself together so that you can really love yourself and have a fantastic, wonderful life like the people that you admire and look up to and that you all in their business is, you use all these distractions. And sometimes people be so invested in you that they just distracting themselves from their real issues and their real trauma. Hell, everybody does it once in a blue moon. Don't get it twisted. I like a good old gossip, a good old rumor. I like a good old celebrity gossip show, but not the dirty, not the ones that where they just like being like, you know, just, you know, mean, I guess you could say. I like the fun ones. I go ahead and promote some people. I like I Am Zoe. We Messy Monday. I like TGIF on Foxo, and I like Cocktails with Queens on Foxo. Other than that, I'm not into like the Shade Room and all that stuff, because that's a little bit too much. I mean, that's too much, you know, the gossip and rumors all day and people's business all day. That just mean you ain't got no life, honey. Okay, just put it, so if people are in your business all day and they ain't letting you breathe at all and they always gossiping about you, talking about you, and you like, what? I don't even know you. I don't know where you from. I don't know your face. I don't know your name. I don't know your number. Like, why is my name in your mouth? Girl, just remember that, girl, these people ain't living, girl. They living through you. So take them on the roller coaster rides. Lil Nas X, I like Lil Nas X because he take you on the roller coaster ride. And if you follow him on like his Twitter and stuff, he be responding to people and people be in their feelings. And then it's like, you realize that this dude is rich. He doing what he want to do. Okay. He living his life. He living his best life. So you being up in his business and gossiping and talking about him and all that stuff is just really affecting you. I take people on roller coasters ride all the time. Like, you want to be invested with me, girl? I'll take you through some trauma, girl. That's the reason why you don't want anybody to have more power than you have in your own life. And being in other people's business and gossiping and rumoring and just being too invested in one person too much, it's horrible. It's not good. Even if you're in love and even if you're in a relationship, if you listen to people that's been married for a long time, they know how to give each other their own space. Hello. Okay. And they know that the person is their own person. So a lot of the times, you know, sometimes you just got to take these people through trauma. I take people to trauma all the time because they're too invested to me and me. You know, I need you to realize that being invested in me is going to take you on a roller coaster ride that you don't want to be on, because I'm going to get on your nerves. I'm going to make you upset. You're going to be in your feelings, because no matter how great a person is, they still going to get on your nerves, okay? No matter how much you in love, okay? They still going to get on your nerves. It's a human being. But a lot of people do that. You got to watch putting people before yourself. You really do. Like, that's the greatest lesson you learn in spirituality and being in tune with thyself and healing your traumas and healing your pain and going through a constant healing every day, is you got to be grateful and thankful for your life and what you're doing. And you really can't be too invested in anybody else, because you only got one life to live. So you might as well live it, do what you want. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I do like podcasts. I speak a lot. I record a lot of video bloggings. I watch a lot of TV and all that stuff. I sing and dance and listen to music a lot. That's basically what I'm doing right now to experience my joy, because this is me. It's my life. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And I get out there every now and then. I do my thing. I, you know, take off work every week, it seemed like, but because this is what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? And because you live your life, and I can personally say, people, my neighbors and stuff being too invested in me, and I take them on roller coaster rides, my damn self, because it's like, you too invested in me. You worried about what I'm doing when you need to be worried about what you're doing. So you can either use this power to irritate people or to uplift them, but no matter what you choose, eventually you're going to irritate the hell out of them anyway. And eventually they're going to have something to say about you or do something stupid anyway, because they're too invested in you. And then, you know, you just got to teach people, you need to be invested in your own life, because being invested in me, girl, it's going to hurt your feelings, because you're going to be thinking I'm just a wonderful, great person. And if you catch me on a bad day and I roll my eyes at you, you're going to be upset. And that's your fault. They ain't got nothing to do with me. Okay. And that's what happens when people get all invested in these celebrities and stuff, and then when they meet them, they be all in their feelings. They had such a bad attitude. Maybe they just having a bad day. Dang. Maybe they tired of everybody coming to them asking for pictures and autographs, and they kind of irritated today, because like every human being, we need our space and we need our time. We need our time, girl. And sometimes you just don't be feeling like doing some stuff. Let people be human. Dang. You too invested in other people. Of course, the celebrity ain't gonna always be smiling in your face. You might, and of course, a celebrity gonna be mad. I ain't heard stories of celebrities saying they be trying to use the restroom and people asking for autographs, and you expect them to be all smiley and they was just so rude. Girl, you asked them for an autograph while they was with their family and while they was in the bathroom. That's your fault for being too invested in the celebrity instead of your own life. That's your fault. Don't ever feel bad for somebody being invested and then having an attitude towards you, because I sure don't. Okay, I still sing and I still bring my music out. I still dance all over this mug. I still do what I do because I live my life. Girl, I'm living my life. I wasn't even worried about you. You was worried about me. That's your fault. Okay. Okay. And people love blaming you for stuff they made their fault on. Okay. If you would just mind your own business and live your own life, you wouldn't even be worried about it. You wouldn't even be irritated by me. Okay. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. So that solves the issues of people talking about gossip, rumors, and people in your business. It's the same key for me, you, and everybody else on this planet Earth. If you tired of people talking about you, ignore it. Okay. That's what your parents tell you all the time. Ignore it, girl. Zoom out. Go through your healing. Manifest some stuff. Worry about your life. Write down what you grateful for, what you thankful for. Okay? Worry about your energy and what you creating in your life. Because can't nobody create nothing for you that you can't create yourself. All these people been talking about these celebrities and talking about you in your own regular life, and you still living your life and still doing what you got to do, and you still maneuvering through life just fine. Whatever they say, you still do what you want to do. Okay? At the end of the day, even though you might think about them every now and then, but you still do what you want to do. Your parents tell you not to smoke and drink, and you 13 years old, and guess what? You go out there and you sneak drink and you sneak smoke, and then you find out, I don't know if I like it. If you do like it, you still doing it. Ain't even supposed to be drinking of the legal age, and you still drinking. Ain't even supposed to be driving until you like 16, 17, and you're still driving. So I don't want to hear it. Okay? Get out people's business. Mind your own. and you won't be so frustrated, okay? You know, I always teach this all the time. Y'all just don't be listening. The reason why my life is so great and wonderful, I be minding my damn business. I live my life, honey, okay? Everybody be up in my business. I can care less about theirs. I be telling y'all the truth. I can care less about your business, honey, okay? They be trying to get my attention, and I can give it to you or I cannot give it to you. That's the power of thyself, okay? I already know what it is, because you can talk all day, but people ain't going to hear you until it's time for them to hear you, okay? Because people ain't always ready for the truth, and that's the only thing I can give. And I do not adjust my truth for anybody, whether it's on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, okay, or on my podcast. I'm going to be me. I don't care who follows, who likes it or not. This is me. This is my life. This is why I am a happy person. This is why I can wake up in the morning and be just fine. This is why you stressed out by just the sight, just the voice of me, just for the movement of me, and I cannot even care less about you, okay? And this is the reason why I sing with joy. This is the reason why I dance with joy. This is the reason why I listen with music with joy. This is why I make this podcast with joy. This is why I lay around on my couch with joy, okay? This is when I play with my sex toys. I do it all in joy, honey, okay? okay, like I was saying the other day, now I'm gonna say on this podcast, everything in life, you got a choice. You can either be stressed out by it, or you can do it and enjoy, honey, okay? Because at the end of the day, you gonna have to pay these bills. Instead of complaining, why don't you pay these bills and enjoy, honey? Because you gonna have to pay them anyway if you want to continue to have a roof over your head, if you want to continue running that air conditioner all day. Because I know I be running my air conditioner whenever I feel like it, honey, and the bill get paid. You want to know why? Because I pay my bills and enjoy, honey. I'm trying to tell you the secret. You just ain't listening. That's your fault. It ain't got nothing to do with me, because guess what? My bills is paid. Hello. Okay. And every bill I get, I can pay for. Thank you. Hello. Okay. If you get a speeding ticket by the police, yes, it's upsetting, but you can't do nothing about it but to pay for it. So you might as well pay for it and enjoy. And you better be lucky you have the money if you got the money to have it. And if you're struggling to get the money, I hope you know to invest in yourself. And I hope you know to get up out of other people's business, because you got a ticket to play, honey, while you all worry about what everybody else is doing. You got bills to pay, honey. Okay. You got your own emotions to deal with while you worry about everybody else. That's your problem. That ain't got nothing to do with me. I see it all the time, because it's true. Girl, you mad? Why? Because you talking too loud. Well, that sound like a personal problem. I hear people talk loud all the time, and I'm just fine. You want to know why? Because I can give a damn what they talking about, unless they talking about something good. Unless I want to be invested in their loud voices, girl. That's what headphones is for. That's what turning up the volume of your TV is for. That's what minding your business is for. That's what closing your ears is for. Duh, okay? It's so simple. Y'all be making life hard. Life ain't hard. Life is very easy. You the one making it hard, girl. Putting your time and your money and your everything into somebody else, girl, that don't even know you, care about you, or even like you. That's the main problem, too, because most people be invested in people that don't know nothing about them, don't pay no bills, you don't know their name, you don't know nothing about them, they know everything about you. You're like, that's what's wrong, y'all too celebrity driven. That's why I love celebrities and everything, but I don't really know them. If you meet them, you got to get to know them for who they really are. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love Janae and Big Sean and all of them. If I meet them, I can't be like, oh my god, I love your music, okay? And I love what you say in interviews. But now I gotta see if this is really you as a person. You know what I'm saying? That's what's wrong with people. Y'all don't use y'all brains. I swear, I say this all the time. Human beings got a brain and they just don't use it. And everybody always crying to God, Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, and ask for help. And all they saying is, I gave you the brain. All the tools is right there. I wouldn't put you down there if you didn't have all the tools available and ready for you right there. But your problem is you too worried about what everybody else is doing instead of yourself. Do you really want all of that? Or you just want it because everybody telling you you want it? You really gotta dig into yourself, man, for real. That's the answer for everything. You know what I'm saying? I say this all the time because it's true. The answer is always going to come back to you. Sorry. Okay? So no matter what question you ask, guarantee you, I'm going to send it right on back to you, girl. It happens to me in my life all the time. And then I got to get inside. I got to take a deep breath and get inside, okay? And fix that error, because it ain't got nothing to do with nobody else, girl. And you'll live your best life. My life is wonderful. I'm not doing a whole bunch of stuff, but it's wonderful. My life is great. I listen to joyful songs. I have a very joyful experience most of the time. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't do something. You may not can't do it all the time, but you can do it most of the time. I mostly have a great experience. Mostly everybody is worried about me and what I'm doing, invested in me, and I'm just like, I don't know what to tell you, because all I'm gonna do is live my life in front of your ass. So I don't know what else to tell you, because I'm gonna still do what I want to do no matter your attitude or whatever. I'm still gonna do what I want to do. Okay. Okay. Trust me, you can ask the neighbors I live with. They know, girl. You can have an attitude all day. I'ma still be singing, still gonna be talking, and this music still gonna be bumping. I don't care. But at the end of the day, that's because I know my power and know my worth. That's all it's really about. So don't be offended by these crazy, idiotic people. Just like, girl, you don't know. I look at people all the time. You don't know your power. That is so sad. Okay. I don't care wherever I go, I come with my power. Even if it's just sitting at home all day, girl. You better know your power, know your worth 24/7. If you don't, anybody can come up there and make your attitude change and everything and try to stop you from your joy, honey. And one thing I told myself a long time ago, and I do not let anybody do it either. Nobody in this motherfucking planet, excuse my language, but I have to go ahead and say it. Nobody in this motherfucking planet is going to stop me and my joy, honey, okay? You can stop the hating, okay? You can stop the bigotry and the sexism or whatever else, the best, but you ain't stopping no joy and you ain't stopping no love, so you might as well give up, honey, because you're gonna get your feelings hurt. So at the end of the day, it's your life, honey. Live it. Do you want to be worried about the gossiping rumors, or do you want to worry about how blessed you is? Okay. Do you want to be worried about how stressed you is, or do you want to be worried about how blessed you is? Do you want to be worried about how stressed you is, or do you want to be worried how blessed you is? Do you want to be worried how stressed you is, or do you want to be worried how blessed you is? Okay. And when you worried about being blessed, there ain't even no worried at all. It's just satisfaction and peace, honey. And everybody around you can be acting a fool, honey. You're just like, these people is crazy. That's all you're gonna do. And then you're gonna go about your business. Trust me, I know, I live it. Okay, like, what's going on? And then put your headphones on and get about your business, honey. Talk about it for a second if you want to. Okay, if you want to, that's the key. Most of the time people be saying, I'm doing stuff I don't want to. If you want to, okay, if you want to. Okay, I ain't even show up to work today because I didn't want to. Okay. Know your power, know your worth, honey, okay? And still getting paid, honey. Still getting paid, sitting right here. This is what rich people do every day, sit around and getting paid. I'm making money right now, honey, okay? It's called benefits. Get you a job, okay? If you're struggling, get a job. That's what people gonna say. That's why everybody be worried about everybody else. If you can't pay no bill and you ask everybody for some money and they say no, girl, that ain't their problem. You the one was not taking care of your money and taking care of your business. Now you gotta find a way to pay them bills or get kicked out, get a 30-day notice. That's how life works. It's just the way it works. That's why you gotta be minding your business and doing your thing, honey, okay? Because at the end of the day, I'm still gonna watch TGIF and I'm still gonna watch Queens of Cocktails, and I'm still gonna watch Messy Money with Zoe, because they do it more fun. Like, they messy, but they try to like tell jokes and they try to have fun and all that stuff about it, and you know, try not to take it so serious. You know, they be throwing shade and all that stuff. It's more fun than just being in, you know. But and then they also be saying some real stuff, like lessons, especially Zoe. He be talking that mess. Yeah, talk that mess, but you can't lie, he be saying some real stuff that can help their life. But you know, yeah, people have a choice to act a fool or, you know, act cool. Okay. Everything is a choice. Do you want to, like I said, do you want to walk around here stressed? Okay. Or do you want to be blessed? Do you want to be complaining about these bills that you know going to come every month like clockwork? Okay. I just pay the bills. You know they come in. I don't know why you complaining. Just be great, thankful if you got the money, because some people are struggling. And I feel sorry if you're struggling. You better change the way you think and the way you speak so that you can manifest better in your life, honey. I ain't did it. Okay, you can do it too. If one person can do it, that means you can do it. Okay, so I don't want to hear no attitude. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear nothing. You ain't trying hard. You ain't doing it. It takes some time, girl. You just be quitting. That's your problem. You a quitter. Do you want to win or do you want to keep quitting? Okay, you can take a break, but you ain't supposed to be quitting. Okay, I'm just saying, do you want to continue being a loser? Do you want to win? You can take a break, but you don't want to stop. Okay, most of y'all be stopping and then you be investing in other people, and that's when all the gossip and the lying and all that stuff, and can't live your own life worried about what they doing, what they saying, how they moving, what they about to do, where they going, girl, stop, get out of worry and start focusing on yourself. You need to get some healing. Okay, that's what you need to be doing. Okay, trying to distract yourself. That's more weak than being strong. You know, I was watching Red Table Talk, and dang, what's that woman's name? And she said something good. She said, you know, being emotional and all that stuff, it's okay, because the stronger you are, the more you give yourself the privilege to feel everything in life. And that's what people gotta realize, and that is so true. And I was like, that is so true, because the stronger I get, the more I am more in tune with my emotions and my feelings, and the more I'm not afraid to get healing and all that stuff. So anybody that you seeing strong and they don't know how to heal theyself, they ain't really strong. Anybody you seeing strong and they homosexual or anything, that ain't strong, honey. And that's the thing about this world. The world celebrate weakness, and they call it strength when they really celebrating weakness. You better stop getting into this world stuff and start getting into your own self, honey, okay? Because this world will keep you weak, okay? And guess what? I used to be part of the world, and I left the world, and I'm stronger than ever, honey, okay? Okay? I tear down any, okay? And I tear down any wall that's in my way. Any mountain in my way, I tell that mug to move, and I walk my path on straight through that mug. I don't know how you live your life, girl, but that's the way I'm living, and I'm gonna live it until my last breath, honey, okay? Because once you know your power, and once you get a sniff of it, just a little taste of it, girl, you don't want nothing else. And you can always tell the person, you ain't really found your power, girl, because if you found your power, you'll stand in yourself, honey. No, every day you'll find a way to stand in yourself, honey, trust me, because it ain't no feeling like that feeling. It ain't no feeling in the world to know thyself, love thyself, understand thyself inside, and I'll be worried about you and what you doing, and being grateful and thankful, and walk through this life joyful and happy, and knowing what love really is, and you can be all by yourself in your own bubble and live the most wonderful, peaceful, magnificent life. And they like, all you doing is sitting around, you ain't even doing nothing, and it's the best life ever. I'm doing all of this and I'm stressed. That's because you don't know yourself, honey. You need to spend time with yourself, honey. You need to heal that pain and them traumas and them events that show up in your life. You need to know how to control your emotions. You need to know how to control you, honey. You don't know your power, honey. True strength, true power is not being afraid to be authentically you, the higher self, the spiritual being that you really are, honey, okay? Because all this craziness y'all doing, it's a long way from strong, okay? A very long way, okay? Because when you really get the strength, honey, and when you can really go through all the bad and still feel your strength, honey, oh, and still be investing in you, ooh. And ain't no feeling like it. And I hope one day you get there. For the people that have it, I hope one day you get there. Because when you get there, girl, and you sit in it, oh, you feel like royalty. Because I'll step out crazy. Dry skin, nappy head, crazy clothes, girl. And I still feel like royalty every time I step out this door, honey, okay? Because I know my power, okay? And I know my worth. And I know what I've been through. And I know what I healed, okay? I know my strength. And like she said, and I know it is a privilege to go through life, okay? To go through this pain. And be strong enough to heal it quickly, okay? Instead of ignoring it and pushing it down, it is power in that, okay? And once you know your power, trust me and believe me, the rumors and gossip, it may affect you for a second, but your strength and your power and who you are, that second will be quickly diminished. Trust and believe me. People can be all in your business. You be like, damn, why they in my business? And then the next second, you worried about you and you back in tune with yourself because you know who you are. And people can talk and they can do and they can be all in your business if they want to. That just lets me know I control your life and you don't have no control in your own life. Thank you for allowing me to control your life, because, you know, today I feel like making you upset, okay? Today, you know, I feel like making you mad, you know? See, that's the thing about giving people your power. That's the thing about being in other people's lives and business. They control you and your feelings. As soon as they do something, you got attitude. Okay? Lil Nas X is a great example for this podcast. As soon as he gets a man on there, everybody in their feelings and adding him and everything, he just like, why you adding me? I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And everybody getting upset because he's so cool and chill on social media. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Even if he is panicking on the inside, you know what I'm saying? He's cool and chilling and everybody seeing that and it's making them upset. How can he gonna be in the next show? He said, you know, I'll probably go even more farther the next show. And it's like, what? You know what I'm saying? You the one in your feelings, okay? Learn that. So let people be in your business. Let them be all in their feelings, girl, okay? You gotta learn to. You just gotta learn to handle it. You just gotta learn to do you. That's really what it boils down to. Because if you look at, you know, people always, and even I admire Beyonce for not like talking about rumors or anything. Because even if it does, even if she does hear it and be like, dang, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, I'm not responding to that. She living her life. She like, I'm rich. I got businesses. I got a family to worry about. I got a husband. You know, she got a life, honey. I don't got time to be responding and everything. That's why people admire Beyonce, because she's the example of what you really need to be doing in your life. Despite the rumors and gossip and people being in your business, she living her best life and she's still doing what she do no matter what. That's the reason why people say, you know, Beyonce gonna respond. Her team gonna respond. She ain't got time to respond, girl. She got her own life to live. Let life be an example. That's all I'm saying. Let life be an example. Show you how to be, how it should be done. Okay? Even I admire Beyonce for that. Just say, you can talk about her all day and Beyonce ain't gonna say a word. That's called knowing your power and knowing your worth and minding your business. Great example. Anyway, this is Lyric Lamour with Spiritual Shock. I just wanted to go ahead and put this microphone on and give you that real, listen to that recording, them video journals. Anyway, I'm back on the mic. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Anyway, like I end most of my podcasts, people, when they in their deathbeds, they ain't talking about what they did try. They talking about what they didn't try. Okay? So in this life, that means that's a great example. See, life is always a great teacher. That means even in death, even if you just try something, it fulfills you and it satisfies your need. So in this life, at least try. Okay? If you want to do the stock market, try. Trust me, I'm doing it. I'm trying to get more invested in stock market and all that stuff. And right now, I'm trying to find a way. I got a plan and I'm trying to find a way to pull out and restart my investments and all that stuff like that. But I want to pull out with making money. But, you know, and I was scared as hell to do invest. And all I did was say, you know what? I got this extra $300. After a year and a half of trying to make my mind believe that money flows to me like water and manifestation, I finally had some extra money and I was like, oh, let me use this extra $300 in the stock. I'm just gonna do it. All my fears, I pushed it to the side and I did it. Okay. Okay, podcasts and all that stuff. I was like, there's a billion podcasts out here, and that's why I used to say on my podcast, it can be a billion trillion podcasts out there, but if that's what you want to do, do it. Don't be worried about the listens. Don't be worried about the followers. Don't be worried about none of that. Let life take care of all of that. You just do what you came here to do. Scared to do that. If you're scared to do a YouTube video, I know there's a billion trillion YouTube videos out there, but start. That's all people do. Start. Take your time and everything. And if you listen to people that does this, they always say, I was doing this for years. And then one day, life just happens for me. So just keep on doing what you love and just try. Stop being a scared little bitch, okay? Like, stop being a scared little punk and try. You see, you like this part. You see somebody that you like, go holler at them. Because one thing I can tell you, it ain't many people that I really be liking in life. But when I do like you, I do go up there and mack. I ain't macked a couple, dude. It's like, I don't even get down like that. But still, I just want you to know, okay? But anyway, and that's facts. Maybe that's why life isn't that bad. At least I try, okay? Like, I always want the bungee jump and skydive and all that stuff. And I did it. Just try. And just, even if you fail, man, it's something about trying. Like, I had a t-shirt company and all that stuff. But I still got it out, but I don't really be, like, doing it too much. But at least I tried. I just want to know, can I do it? Sometimes you just need to know, can you do it? You know what I'm saying? So don't be afraid to try, because the trying makes life just more funner. Makes it more joyful. Makes it better. And even when you fail, you're just like, man, I tried. You just got to remember, even when you fail, it's a lesson, and that at least you tried, because there's a lot of people out here looking at you, okay, and they may be talking about you, girl, but they ain't tried, okay? So you can say, at least I tried. While you're talking about me, did you even try? Like, oh, you can't know, you was telling me I couldn't do it, but I did it. Hey, I may not made it the way you wanted to make it, and I may, you know, fail, but I learned the lesson. What you learn? I learned that I can't be scared to try like you are. Okay. Sometimes you got to get people together. That's why I be saying, that's the reason why I don't have the friends that I have now, because I like getting people together. Don't do me. Okay. Because I don't like negative stuff. I hate when people come at you like that. Okay. I did something that you scared to do. Exactly. You be saying everything. I want to try this and try, and you don't even do it. So you the last person I need for you to be talking about what I can and cannot do. Okay. Anyway. That's how you gotta get people. See, sometimes y'all be getting people that's in joyful, loving each other. Y'all be having attitudes and everything when it comes to that. But when people try to get you together in a negative way, everybody got they lips is zipped. Ain't nobody got nothing to say. Okay, they feelings all hurt and ain't nobody got nothing to say. Okay, somebody being mean and evil out there, everybody just quiet, then ain't nobody got nothing to say. But when somebody happy and joyful and doing what they want to do in life, everybody got something to say. Cause you wanna know why? Because you ain't living life, honey. That's why. Okay. Anyway, I'm done, y'all. Thank y'all for listening to Spiritual Shock, all right? Share it, okay? Like it. Keep listening. Tune in every week, baby. All right. Holla. Get y'all changing lives. Changing lives. Changing lives. That's what I do, baby. Okay? Anyway, changing lives. You know why I change lives? Because I change mine, okay? Hallelujah. Get into it. Because you can't change nobody's lives if you ain't changed yours. Hello? Anyway. Love ya. Bye.